Proclamation number 7505 of 22nd of January, 1960. Love illumination without resistance. In the beginning there were only beings filled with light and strength. Darkness and lack of strength were only the consequence of the sin of apostasy from me, for thereby the beings had reversed their initial nature into the opposite. They had deprived themselves of light and strength. They had stepped out of the realm of light and strength, for they distanced themselves from me at will and made my effect of strength of love impossible, which is fundamentally bound to the fact that love only touches love but remains ineffective against all resistance. When the beings strove away from me, they resisted my illumination of love, and this conscious will of resistance darkened their spirit. They lost all realization as well as their strength, which originated from me and my illumination of love. Hence the being became deficient. It turned into the opposite of what it was created as, and therefore could no longer remain close to me, for its conscious turning away from me caused it to step out of my love circuit. It strayed away from me, and its free will was taken into account so that it was no longer able to feel me in my love, which, however, had previously been the case. For my strength of love blessed the being. And now it got into an unfortunate state which it could no longer change of its own accord because it was without strength. Nevertheless, the ray transformation has to be carried out one day, for nothing can remain eternally separated from me that has emerged from me. It was the being's emanated strength of love from me which irrevocably once again pushes back to me, and whether eternities pass over it. But before my strength of love can illuminate it again without being rejected, the being has to be forcibly guided back so far that it can be given a small light which then has to be nourished by itself in order to shine into a bright light of love which imparts so much knowledge to it that it learns to love me again and lets it desire me. The illumination of love is absolutely necessary but can only take place in a certain degree of maturity of the soul, and the being has to reach this degree of maturity through a long process of preliminary development, through which a slight approach to me is achieved again, so that I can then once again have an effect on the being when it walks across earth in the state of free will, as a human being. The fallen being lacks light and strength. It first has to attain light and strength again in order to be able to completely rise from the abyss, in order to change again into its original being, which was love and therefore has to become love again. And this can only be achieved by my illumination of love which is accepted without resistance and can then also take effect. Therefore, as long as the human being, the spiritual being in the lost stage of development, still lacks realization, this illumination of love cannot yet take place unhindered, otherwise the lightless state would be remedied. And then the human being is also not in possession of strength which likewise requires my illumination of love. But it is also certain that one day all resistance will subside, that one day the human being will voluntarily enter the realm of my flow of strength of love, that he will long for light and strength and hand himself over to me with love in order to then be able to be continuously illuminated for his own bliss. For now his nature also changes, it enters its original state again where it was immeasurably blissful in light and strength. It is close to me again and can create and work with me, for it no longer resists the influx of my love, it opens itself in free will and the return to me is accomplished, which is and will always remain the purpose and aim of existence on this earth until the work of the return of all spiritual substances is completed. Amen.